Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, it didn't get maybe enough attention when the person who killed the state trooper, you know, if you remember the story with Trooper Aaron Pelletier, and there was a plea deal that his widow was against, and he's going to go to prison potentially for 18 years, could have been double that or more. And so we thought we'd talk about the case a little bit because it's important not to forget about these stories and the implications of it with Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin joining us here on Brian and Company. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm glad you're doing this because most people forget law still works. We got checks and balances, and this is a good case where capable, honest public professionals are applying the law. So this is good that you make sure people understand it. And of course, when you have a trooper getting killed on the job, doing his job, and leaving a wife and two young sons, it's just a soul crusher.
Well, and then, you know, on top of that, the troubled past of the person who killed him. And then on top of that, the fact that his widow is against what was decided. But just first, you know, take a step back, Jim. What is the deal?
All right. The deal is this guy who does have trouble. Yes, he actually committed homicide when he was in Puerto Rico, and he was, you know, wasted out of his mind on drugs. What happened was, and he's 44 years old, he's driving and he's so wasted that he hits this police officer, you know, first class Aaron Pelletier, doing his job, and then takes off. But it's more dramatic than that, in as much as this brave witness who sees it follows him. And when, you know, finally he gets a flat tire way down the road, she pulls over and she tells him, "Hey, you hit a state trooper." And he says to her, "I know, I need to do a U-turn and turn back." You know, meanwhile, he keeps going. Then when they, you know, they arrest him, the cops do a great job. They, you know, find body cam. They go back and they get, street cameras and such. And they recreate everything that he did. And at the scene when he's arrested, he could barely walk. He's got body tremors. He's in and out of consciousness. He admits to injecting fentanyl and cocaine, and he's snorting cocaine and, you know, possibly taking a pill, Klonopin. Anybody knows anything about it, it kind of wipes you out. So this is a guy who not only kills, a total accident in the sense that he wasn't trying to kill anybody. He was just crazy reckless. We actually have a word for that in the law, extreme reckless. He was originally charged, by the way, with, manslaughter too, which makes sense. On the other hand, this very good prosecutor, Chris Watson, I've known him since I taught him trial advocacy almost 25 years ago at UConn Law. He increased the charge from manslaughter 2 to manslaughter 1 because, and of course, he added the charge of evading. Now, this is where it gets dicey for the widow. She's like, "Well, wait a minute. You got manslaughter and evading, those are two separate crimes." And she's absolutely right. And theoretically, you can always, you know, string everything consecutive. But evading, the reason we make that a serious crime is it is a bad thing. But the worst thing is what he actually did. The evading makes you want to hammer the guy. But ultimately, what happened in this case, because he had the best public defender they have there, he's the lead guy, Chris Eddy, and a very good judge, been around for about 15 years, and she's known to be savvy and tough. This got the case done in under a year, and the case hadn't even been set on the long schedule that it takes before you get to trial. And then there's going to be the trial, then there's appeals. So all that drama was not going to help anybody. So resolving this case for, in the practical sense, the maximum, in the technical legal sense, yeah, he could have gone for 40 years. But I'm not sure I've even seen a case where an evading is consecutive, for, and especially something like this where you have, normally it would be a, for manslaughter two, it's 10 years. But they changed it to manslaughter one because of the extreme recklessness. So they're actually hammering the guy, and they're ending it. And so that's really what the ultimate role of justice is. You got to mete out justice, but you got to get it done. So you think
we're talking with Jim Bergen from Shipment of Goodwin. You think that the agreement and the 18 years is appropriate with the crime?
Well, when my personal opinion isn't all that important, but I will tell you that it is, in fact, hard. This is a heavy sentence done by a clever prosecutor, a tough judge, and the guy was well represented by, you know, the best public defender, lead public defender, I should say, at least in New Britain. And according to the standards, how things customarily work, to be given that much time and get it done in less than a year.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Is pretty good. I mean, that's pretty tough. Of course, our hearts go out to the widow, and because she knows technically it could be twice that, she has to be disappointed from her feeling point of view. Our job, though, when we have law, is to have checks and balances. So if you got a good prosecutor, a good public defender, a good, you know, defense lawyer, and then a good judge, and they get it done this quickly, and they get that, it's really kind of the maximum that would really happen in the ordinary course of things. You know, and if this didn't get all that attention, this would be considered pretty heavy.
Hmm. We're talking with Jim Bergen, and it from Shipman and Goodwin, that's, and it's consistent with precedent?
Yeah, I mean, there's no law that tells you what you have to do in each individual case. The law gives a framework, and then you're supposed to apply it to the individual facts. Now, in this case, where somebody is completely out of their mind and driving like a nut and kills somebody and then knows what he does and takes off, and thank God we had this wonderful, brave witness. So, yes, this is, you know, this is tough. This doesn't come in as unprecedented. It's just that this is unprecedented in the sense that this unique set of facts is very weird.
Yeah.
But it's all within the norm. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, no, it's just unfortunate that the widow is, you know, against it. You know, she wants a stiffer penalty. Mm-hmm. Anything else about the case, you know, that we should know about? Or is this not official till they sign the dotted line, right? They just made an agreement. It was reported, but it's not totally a done deal.
Right, except for, you know, she's already been able to speak, the victim. They allowed her to speak in advance of the, you know, final sentence. The sentence is locked up, and there are no arguments that I can see, and I've kind of seen an awful lot of stuff. So this thing, it's just a matter of finishing it out the next time they come to court, which I think is in early April. So waiting a month, and that's customary. And he's not going anywhere. He's been, when he was arrested in May last year, he's been held on 1.2 or 1.5 million, you know, since he did all this. So, no, the only comment I have is people who are lawyers, and that includes all the judges, we really do appreciate when there are checks and balances and it works. You know, it does. Law does work. You know, there's a lot of crazy things going on, but day to day, law works.
We got to go, Jim. Thanks so much. It's great to catch up. I'm glad you're well.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.